This summer, we got the chance to work with a summer intern as we dive into a series of stories about environmental health. Anissa Reed is a high school senior and a talented hairstylist. Here's the essay she worked on with us this summer.
Like a lot of days, my friend Michaela Dixon is over today, and I'm doing her hair.
So right now, I'm taking Kayla's hair out of a ponytail,
which can take an hour or longer depending on what she's doing. Kayla likes it curly, with kind of a wet look to it.
We're going to take some water and spritz it lightly.
I use a chemical relaxer to straighten my hair. Kayla did too when she was younger.
I got my hair relaxed. I think I was like 7, maybe 8.
Was it a choice?
No. No, my mom did it. She was tired of doing my hair. My hair fell out, really bad. Not like it kind of more broke off than like fell out.
The lye used in most relaxers causes burns and irritations in some people. Now, Kayla has natural hair. She doesn't use perms or relaxers. And she does her own hair, or I do. And she wants her curls in tight coils. And she's got a few products that help. Shea Moisture's Curl Enhancing Smoothie and Cantu Curl Activating Cream. And a brand called Eco Styler Gel.
I use the Eco Styler on top of that, like if I'm doing like a wash and go, and I kind of just, it kind of holds my curls and make sure that they're not frizzy during the day.
Eco Styler Gel doesn't cost much. It has a good hold and can last a long time. We've tried Eco Styler Gel with castor oil and flaxseed, with olive oil, and with argan oil, which all sound natural. But we watch beauty videos on YouTube every day, and we have seen the controversy over Eco Styler.
What up, beauty gang? So today is a pretty interesting video.
This is from a YouTuber known as African Beauty.
Lately, the talk of the town has been like Eco Styler Gel and how it's bad for people's hair and stuff.
Kayla and I haven't had a problem with it, but it got me thinking more about what's in these products we use. I came across the Environmental Working Group. They've got a database looking at all kinds of products. And they found that 75% of products targeted towards African American women contain potentially toxic ingredients. So Environmental Working Group created a website so you could check if your hair products and cosmetics are dangerous. We looked up Eco Styler Gel on their database.
And it says that Eco Styler Professional Styling Gel has a score of 5, which means that it's moderate, which means that it's not too dangerous, but it's not the best of being good. The chance of getting cancer is low. Would you consider changing after you've been using this product for how long did you say, 3 years?
Honestly, probably not. Because, I mean, like, me personally, nothing's ever, like, happened to me. Like, I haven't experienced hair loss or...
But I met someone who feels differently. Madam Athena Chang is a health and wellness expert who visited Pittsburgh recently. She was here to give a talk about why women use products that can harm them. When she was a teenager, she wanted bone straight hair, like what she saw on TV.
But I remember literally one day being in the mirror and crying and wanting to pull my hair out because the images that were out there did not say that my hair texture was beautiful.
But Chang says she started to question why she and so many other African American women she knew tried to change their skin and hair. She thinks about this for her own daughter.
Our children continue to be brought up. And when it comes to that space, that safer beauty space and the products that we are using from skin lighteners to hair straighteners that make us spend and do these harmful things to ourselves, even for some of us who have the education and understand what it is doing to us on a health level.
I've never really thought about this, but I like my hair to look sleek and healthy. And I'm not ready to give up on Eco Styler Gel or even chemical relaxers. Since I've been looking into all this, I'm paying more attention to ingredients, checking out the products I use, and even thinking about how they could affect me. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Anissa Reed.
Anissa Reed was a summer intern with us through Learn and Earn, an employment opportunity through Partner for Work and Youth Enrichment Services, or YES. YES aims to empower youth through mentorship, education, and enrichment. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.